When I was growing up, my mother and grandmother ironed everything. They would take their ironing board to the living room, change the setting on the flimsy metal legs so the board was waist high, then sit down while they ironed so they could watch their stories. Ironing was a thankless, hot job, but at least they got to see who checked into General Hospital or who was following the guiding light. I swore off of soap operas years ago when my son told his teacher I watched them all day long. The only one I really kept up with was The Young and the Restless, and I only watched it because it came on at lunchtime. But if my child thought it was excessive, it was time to stop. So I stopped watching, but I kept ironing. I also iron everything. Most of my friends think I'm crazy, but it hasn't kept me from creasing my son's school khakis or pressing my husband's pants. I even iron t-shirts, shorts, and blue jeans. Wrinkle-free clothing just looks nice. It makes you feel good. It's attention to detail in a ratty old world. It would be nice if we could just iron out all the wrinkles in our relationships. I'm a fan of acting like nothing ever happened when it comes to mending the messes that I make, and it works pretty well if the other person also prefers that plan. But sometimes we have to put more effort into it, make up for what we did or said, and then try to move on. Sometimes we have to push past our own prejudices and refuse to fall into that old trap of thinking someone else's sin is worse than our own. When Jesus was asked, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." He didn't say some of the law and the prophets hang on those two commandments. He said all of them do. What if we could iron out the differences between Republicans and Democrats, men and women, heterosexuals and homosexuals, Apple and Dell? What if as women we were the first to quit pointing fingers at each other, to quit judging each other by some sin scale we were taught as children, to open our hearts and minds and really believe that all the commandments hang on the two Jesus cited? We can't condemn, we can't judge, we can't hate the other woman's hair, dress, or makeup if we're loving others as we love ourselves. It doesn't matter what we think of abortion, gay rights, paper, or plastic. Love is the bottom line. We can love someone solely because they were made in God's image, or better yet, because He told us to. It doesn't mean we have to invite them over for Sunday brunch. We're all in this together. Even in the Garden of Eden, where Adam blamed Eve and Eve blamed the serpent, and everybody was judging everybody else for what each one had done wrong, they were still in it together. They had to learn to live together. They had to overcome the blame game and who did what to whom or whose sin was worse than the other, and they had to learn to love again. As the world turns, wouldn't have worked any other way. They just had to iron it out. We would love for you to join us on this journey. Just click on the little box in the upper right-hand corner and an email will be sent to you when I think of something else I just have to say.